And then I got my wife, my second wife.
Josefina?
Josefina, who's Mexican. She introduced me to her culture. You know, I'm down to bullfights every week, you know. I'm down to bullfights, and I'm hearing that sound, you know. Then I wrote this one number for one of the bullfighters, a young bullfighter I saw. He was 19 when I saw him. His name was Jose Ramon Tirado. So I wrote this number called Viva Tirado. And man, this made this guy, and no, what really put the cap on him, now it was a mild hit for us, you know, for jazz band. But this rock group called El Chicano, they made a record on it. See, I'm on my way to Notre Dame along with Ray Brown and Oliver Nelson. We all going to Notre Dame as judges, you know. So I'm at the hotel in Chicago. We had stopped there in Chicago on the way to Notre Dame. And I hear this number, you know, da 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 da. I said, hell, that's my number. You know, they're playing it every hour. On every hour, they're playing this number. So I called Albert Marks, who was my producer at that time. He took me over, really. Albert Marks. I called out. I said, Albert, you know there's a group playing my number here? He said, yeah. He says, it's all straight. Everything's all right. No problem. They signed in, you know. So, okay. Then, a little bit after that, I hear it again. My daughter's here. Hey, Daddy, you know, there's a man that flew in your record now, and his name is, he was a rap singer. What was his name? His rap, I got to think of his name. But he was rap. Man, this guy sold so many records, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And Albert Marks, Albert published all of my music, see. There's a price. You don't get something for nothing, you know. there's a price. But look, man, all of a sudden, it was a big number. It was my biggest number. I never had a number like that, not like that.